Morning. Call to order the House Special Committee on Budget for Friday, May 20th, 2005. We will have work session, go into work session. We will start with House Bill 51008, Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability.
51008?
Excuse me, 5118. I was just trying to add numbers.
I was just seeing if we were all awake.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 5118 is the budget for the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability. The Commission receives and investigates complaints concerning the conduct of justices of the peace, circuit court judges, and appellate court judges. The Commission is funded entirely with general fund. The Commission's budget is $176,156, includes the standard public employees retirement system adjustment, as well as a 3% reduction in service and supply. The budget provides for one position for 0.50 FTE. The subcommittee also approved revised performance measures for the Commission, as well as added two standard performance measures relating to customer satisfaction. I recommend House Bill 5118 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Any comments on the motion?
Mr. Chair, is this package in this particular budget? It isn't.
No.
It is.
It is not.
It is not.
Do you want clarification?
Could we have
Mr. Borden please come forward? What is this? This is not the DA's. This is the Commission on Judicial Fitness.
5120, I think.
Yeah, I know. We don't have. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong bill. My apologies. You're fine.
I'm sorry.
I'm the one who's not awake yet this morning, but that's okay.
A cup of coffee. Further comments on the motion?
Mr. Chair, I don't think we're asleep. I think we're numb from the floor sessions. I know I am.
All right.
It's early yet.
Seeing objections to the motion. Without objections, motion passes. House Bill 5119, Council on Court Procedures. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5119 is the budget on for the Council on Court Procedures. The Council is responsible for reviewing and amending Oregon Rules of Civil Procedures, which are the rules of the procedures governing civil proceedings in all civil courts in the state. The Council is funded with a combination of general and other funds. The budget was reviewed in detail by the Public Safety Subcommittee on the Joint Committee of Ways and Means. Subcommittee approved a total budget of $18,000 for the Council. Of this amount, $10,000 is general fund and $8,000 is other funds. The source of the other funds is the Oregon State Bar Association. This budget does not provide any position authority. Additionally, the subcommittee approved a budget note directing an interim work group to evaluate the role, function, and composition of the council. The council will also develop performance measures as part of this effort. The subcommittee expressed its thanks to the council, to the University of Oregon Law School, Oregon State Bar Association, and the Oregon Judicial Department for their efforts to keep the council operating during the 2003-05 biennium. I recommend House Bill 5119 be amended and reported out do pass as amended. I would like to make just a comment or two off of the presentation. This is a real important function. They work to hone and fine-tune the court proceedings, court procedures. They were virtually completely defunded last biennium. And it's been through an incredible support of both the Oregon State Bar and the people that have been involved in doing this out of a commitment to service that it's really been able to stay alive. And I think we need to take another look in terms of ways to keep it alive and ways to improve it and maybe where it's housed. But this is a real important work that's being done by them, and they really owe our thanks in terms of providing that. And at that, I would move the move the House Bill 5119 as reported.
Thank you. Representative Hanson recommends the bill be reported.
Representative Smith has a call.
Quick question. Larry, I notice both 5118 and 5119 are in draft form, the measure summaries, and that they're not signed.
That's correct, Chair and committee members. What we will be doing for these full committee meetings is, if for some reason we were unable to get the sub-chair's signatures prior to them being before the committee, they will be stamped draft. But in all other respects, they are final.
Thank you.
Okay, Representative Hanson recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the Dash 1 amendments. Comments on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5120, District Attorneys and Their Deputies. Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my pleasure to present to the committee House Bill 5120, the budget bill for the District Attorneys and Their Deputies. 36 District Attorneys are state employees who are locally elected in each county. They are responsible for prosecuting state criminal offenses committed by juveniles and adults, and also enforce child support obligations in non-public assistance cases, ruling on public record requests and prosecuting civil forfeitures. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved a budget for this agency of $9,127,431 general fund. The budget was adjusted for the change in the PERS rate, and the amount of the budget allocated for services and supplies was reduced by 3%, or $28,159. The subcommittee approved a policy package which changed the current four-tier compensation structure for the district attorneys by moving four DAs into the top tier and collapsing the second and third tiers into a single tier. Overall, 20 of the 36 DAs will have their salaries increased as a result of this $489,000 package. The amount the state pays counties to assist or supplement the salaries for deputy DAs was reduced by $400,000. The subcommittee instructed the DAs to continue their work on developing performance measures on child support collections, victim services, and timely responsiveness to cases. A budget note was adopted directing the agency to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee during the interim for approval of their performance measures. I move House Bill 5120 be amended and reported out. Do pass.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with a Dash 1 amendment. Discussion on the motion. Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I voted against this in committee, and I'd like to quickly explain the vote. The consolidation of the tiers is a very good feature, and I'm very pleased to see that involved, included in the bill. Basic problem is a tough one to vote no on, but if you look at the bottom line, we are sending fewer dollars to counties now than we did 2 years ago. We know their financial picture certainly isn't any stronger or any better than the state. The pressures of the meth epidemic that we all speak about has a strong impact on public safety services at the county level. And by restricting down the dollars, I don't think that's good policy at this point. We've given a lot of talk and a lot of discussion is centered around how the public safety system is a system, and all the pieces are integral and all the pieces are important. And when we see a dip in funding in one piece of that system, we know the system, there's no way to restrict the DA, so in effect what we're doing is passing a responsibility on to our county partners to tell them to pay more. And I think this is something, my no vote is to just kind of hide on the issue and hope that in the further discussion through the end of the budget we can make some additional corrections there.
Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would wholeheartedly agree with
good Representative Hansen. I think counties do need more money to deal with the issues of methamphetamine, and this is only one piece of that plan. If we would allow them, many of our timber-producing counties, to log the national forest again, at least to a level even half of what President Clinton said we ought to do, we could actually get more money to our counties in that regard. I'm very supportive of this. I have two particular areas in my district that are methamphetamine production havens. And this is both of the district attorneys in the two counties I serve have their hands full with this. And this is only one of the things that we need to do to enhance the ability of DAs to deal with this issue. And since we're going to be passing some laws here to allow them to put meth cooks away in a little more timely manner, we're going to increase their workload. So I think it's only appropriate that we do this, and I fully support it.
Additional discussion. Objections to the motion? Representative Marsh. And Hansen. Okay. With the objections of Representative Marsh and Hansen, motion carries. House Bill 5121, Border Patrol and Prison Supervision. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5121 is the budget bill for the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. This three-member board is responsible for setting parole release dates and approving offender release plans and conditions of community supervision, administering revocation hearings, restoring sanctions for post-prison violators, and notifying victims of hearings and releases. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved a budget for the board of $3,327,218 general funds and $9,517 other funds. The budget was adjusted for the changes in the PERS rate as well as reduction of the hourly attorney general rate. The subcommittee also transferred resources from services and supplies to provide sufficient funding to pay for a board member for board member compensation and to increase the board staffing by 25 FTE to respond to increased workload. In addition, the amount allocated to services and supplies in the budget was reduced 3% or $37,981. The subcommittee did not approve any changes to the budget to reflect the recent court decision regarding the ability of the board to designate predatory sex offenders. The board is seeking a legislative solution to avoid any budgetary impact of requiring additional psychological evaluations resulting from the court decision. If no legislative solution is found, the board may have to return to the emergency board for funding for the additional evaluations. I move House Bill 5121 be amended and reported out do pass as amended. Thank you.
Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion. Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5122, Housing and Community Services Department. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5122 is the budget bill for the Housing and Community Services Department. The department assists in financing affordable housing and administers federal and state programs to alleviate homelessness and hunger. The Subcommittee on General Government and Transportation and Economic Development, boy, that's a mouthful, has approved a budget of $2.49 billion and 148.08 FTE. The general fund appropriation of $10.87 million restores $1.1 million in funding for the statewide homeless assistance and home ownership assistance programs that have been reduced in the governor's budget. The subcommittee approved establishing 14 positions to support HUD contract administration, two positions for the emergency assistance program, three positions for property management and compliance workload, and three positions for the home program and weatherization grants. And, Mr. Chair, departing from the script, it should be noted that those are conversions of limited duration positions to permanent positions. They are not additional FTE. However, four positions were eliminated with the transfer of the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS program to the Department of Human Services. The subcommittee also approved two supplemental expenditure limitation increases for the 2003-2005 biennium, including $30,000 in lottery funds for debt service payments and $6.5 million federal funds to recognized increased allocations from three federal grants. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5122 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Where are we here? Representative Krupp recommends that the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Is there discussion on the motion? Representative Smith.
Thank you. In the interest of good government, I want to declare that I do have a potential conflict of interest as a company that I have a significant financial interest in. May be working with clients who work with the Housing and Community Services Department. And while I do not contract directly with the department, I do want the citizens of District 57 and the state of Oregon to know there is a potential that my clients may be working with them. Thank you.
The potential conflict of interest is noted. Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. We'll come get you. House Bill 5123, the budget bill for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 5123 is the appropriation bill for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. The department is the state's primary source of information on geological minerals and hazards. The department is also responsible for administering surface mining regulations. The agency is funded by the general fund, other funds from mining permit fees, publication sales and contracts, and various federal fund sources. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a budget of $8.2 million and 35.20 FTE, including $2.9 million general fund, $3.2 million other funds, and $2.1 million federal funds. Total budget recommended by the subcommittee is 1.20 below the governor's proposed budget. The approved budget assumes increased revenue from a restructuring of permit fees for surface mining as a position for earthquake hazard mitigation supported by other funds and federal funds, makes reductions to reflect lower PERS and attorney general rates, and reduces general fund services and supplies expenditures by 3%. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's performance measures, deleting five measures and adding three, including the standardized customer service measures. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends HB 5123 be amended and reported out. Due pass as amended.
Representative Schaffler recommends that the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Members, the next item on the agenda is House Bill 5124, but the bill is in need of some technical fixes, so we're going to move it to the next agenda that we have bring forward in the committee and move on to House Bill 5125.
Madam Chair, do you need a motion for that, or is it administratively done?
We will just administratively accomplish that. And House Bill 5125 is in Representative Richardson's hands.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5125 is the budget bill for the Oregon Youth Authority. The OYA protects the public, holds youth offenders accountable, and provides adjudicated youth with opportunities for reformation. OYA's budget is primarily from general funds. The agency also receives other funds from client resources and county contracts, and the federal funds from Medicaid reimbursement for some community services. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved a budget of $206.9 million of general fund and $245.4 million total funds. This is $1.5 million total funds less than the governor's proposed budget. The budget maintains the existing 850 close custody beds, for youth offenders, but does not add capacity to meet expected demands for state close custody beds. The 850 funded beds are, on average, 287 beds, or 25%, short of forecast demands for the 2005-07 biennium. The limited capacity will continue to challenge OIA and the counties in effectively managing juvenile offenders. The budget funds community parole and probation, foster care, and treatment services. County division diversions and OIA juvenile crime prevention grants in the 2003-2005 level plus inflation. The subcommittee adds back $563,566 of general funds to restore the Multnomah County Gang Intervention Program to a total of $2.5 million general funds. The subcommittee adjusted the budget for PERS and the Attorney General rate reductions and for a small change in the federal Medicaid match rate. General fund services and supplies and capital outlay line items were also reduced by 3% overall. The subcommittee discussed the impact of the across-the-board reduction on this agency, where the largest share of service and supplies expenditures are fixed costs, such as state government service charges or needed monies for health and safety of the youth in state custody, such as pharmaceuticals and facility repairs. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety recommends House Bill 5125 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Is there discussion on the motion? Representative Hanson.
Well, again, quick comment. I reluctantly supported that budget. Under our overall budget framework, I think it's probably the best we can do. But it there's still some long-term public safety needs dealing with youth that probably aren't being met with this budget. One, the discussion, though, that we had concerning the across-the-board 3% cuts and the potential problems this agency may have in terms of meeting them, I suggested that perhaps what's needed is an overall budget note that might spell out some criteria for some of our agencies that may end up struggling with that, when it would be appropriate for them to approach the emergency board if the restraints on that budget, that 3%, is just impossible to meet. And for example, with youth authority, the problem we're concerned with would be if their pharmaceuticals dramatically increase with the inflation rates that are affecting some of the drug costs, it may put some incredible pressures on their budget. But
I would submit, though, Representative Hanson, that any agency that found itself in a place where it was unable to provide core services would have the pathway to come back and make a case to the E-Board, and I hope that would always be open. Any further discussion on the motion? Are there objections to the motion? Representative Marsh.
Thank you.
Is that an objection you're putting
on? That is
an
objection.
With Representative March's objection noted, then the motion is carried. And that takes us to House Bill 5127, the Employment Department. Representative Smith.
Thank you. Before I begin, colleagues, in the interest of good government, I want to put on the record that I have a potential conflict of interest as I work I have a significant financial interest in a company that has numerous clients who potentially work or contract with the Employment Department. House Bill 5127 is the budget bill for the Employment Department. The department administers unemployment insurance, provides employment services, regulates child care, provides workforce and economic research, and conducts administrative hearings for approximately 70 agencies. The Subcommittee on General Government and Transportation and Economic Development approved a budget of $1.69 billion and 1,368.54 full-time equivalent positions. Approximately 80% of the budget is for unemployed insurance benefit payments. The general fund budget of $3.55 million supports the child care division. The subcommittee approved establishing three limited duration positions to pursue the collection of unemployment insurance overpayments and 25 limited duration positions to provide employment services supported by grants or contracts. The budget was increased by $1.5 million other funds to support the implementation of the child care contribution tax credit. The agency was directed to report to the emergency board by September 2006 on the implementation of the program. In cooperation with the Department of Human Services and the Commission on Children and Families, the Employment Department was directed to review Oregon's child care programs and identify potential efficiencies or needed structural changes. The agency shall report to appropriate interim substantive committees and the Legislative Audit, Joint Legislative Audit Committee. Colleagues, the Employment Department did a very good job in their presentation to us, and I'm pleased to report to you House Bill 5127 as amended and reported out, and recommend that we report it out do pass.
Thank you, Representative Smith. Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments, and the record should reflect his statement of a potential conflict of interest. Is there discussion on the motion? Representative Croft.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick note of appreciation to the department for very quickly responding to questions that I had in regards to leases. They did so in a timely manner. I want to thank them for that. And also to Monica Brown, who, is, like all of our LFO staff, is putting in some horrendously long hours at our request, and we very much appreciate her being able to make time in her schedule to come and participate in those meetings. So thank you.
Thank you.
She's Superwoman.
Further discussion on the motion. Is there objection to the motion? Okay. Without objection, the motion is carried, and that completes our agenda for today, so this meeting is adjourned.